From the KTO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news update. Yesterday afternoon, the Juneau Police Department recovered items reportedly stolen in previous burglaries, according to Police Lieutenant David Campbell.
They did recover some items that had been listed in previous burglaries. They listed off several different possibilities that they're currently doing follow-up on to try to establish, you know, whose property is what. And I know that they're still, you know, interviewing people and doing investigative work, you know, today and probably into tomorrow.
Police issued a search warrant at a house on Village Street in downtown Juneau. Although Campbell wouldn't mention all the burglaries connected to the property seized, he did name one of them, the Observatory Bookstore.
The one burglary that I was told about was the Observatory, because the maps were fairly distinctive.
In early September, someone broke into the bookstore and stole a pile of maps and charts, among other items. Dee Longenbaugh owns the bookstore. Her daughter, Betsy Longenbaugh, says police called her mother yesterday about some of the items police found. Betsy responded due to her mother's health. Betsy confirmed the items belonged to the bookstore and recovered them.
It certainly appears that the maps and prints they found, and I didn't see everything that they'd found. They said they had quite a number of items, but they had my mother's very distinctive handwriting on them. So it appears that they've recovered at least a portion of the stock that was stolen.
Campbell says no arrests have been made. The investigation is ongoing. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski cast herself as a champion for Alaska's fishing industry, while independent Margaret Stock questioned the pace of progress by Alaska's congressional delegation on several issues during a Senate debate in Kodiak yesterday. The fisheries-focused debate also featured Democrat Ray Metcalf and independent Breck Craig. Murkowski defended her record, including in drawing State Department attention to concerns raised by conservationists and fishermen about the impact of Canadian mining activity on waters that flow across the border into southeast Alaska. She says it's been difficult because the State Department hasn't seen the issue as warranting urgent attention. Stock suggested that more could be done. The Alaska Supreme Court has overturned a lower court decision, giving a disputed state house election to the Democratic challenger. The court's decision came hours after oral arguments ended in Anchorage yesterday. The decision means Dean Westlake won the Democratic primary in northern Alaska over the incumbent, Representative Benjamin Nagyak. The court didn't expand on the opinion, saying it would issue a written opinion later. A remote Alaska village is working with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to reach out to potential visitors and telling them to stay away. The Nupiat village of Point Lay on Alaska's northwest coast in recent years has seen walrus come to shore by the thousands. The marine mammals take refuge on shore when sea ice recedes beyond the continental shelf. Disturbances by boats or airplanes can cause walrus stampedes that kill young, vulnerable animals. That's the latest from the KTOO newsroom in Juneau. I'm Jeremy Shea.